We're speaking with Dr. Kerry Donaldson, founder and CEO of Prescient Medicine, and we're talking about the first ever Solving the Opioid Crisis. It's a summit being held in Philadelphia. I know, you know, we've done a good amount of stories on this, doctor, and the first thing that comes to mind sometimes is just what in the world is going on here. To kind of set the, give us a basic setup for what's happening with the opioid crisis.
Sure. Sure, Gordon. Thank you so much. Happy to join you. Really, the first thing that you have to understand when you talk about this opioid crisis or epidemic is the scope and the magnitude of what we're dealing with right now. And in 2015, around 55,000 patients died with opioid-related overdoses or drug overdoses in the U.S. And again, that number's thrown out there. The first thing to understand is, you know, how does that relate to day-to-day life? And I like to give it in terms of other mass casualty events that we know as part of our national awareness, one of which is 9/11. Around 3,000 Americans died on 9/11. The size of what we're dealing with right now, that's like one to two 9/11s happening every month, all year long.
Yeah.
That's how impactful this is. Another way to think about this is the Vietnam War. Over 20 years, we lost around 55,000 lives. Again, the opioid crisis or epidemic here in the U.S. currently, is that happening every single year instead of 20? That's the magnitude of what we're dealing with. And I think it's very sobering to start a discussion on opioids with those types of statistics before we get to the solutions or what you can do to prevent it. You have to understand that this is really almost an unparalleled impact on our day-to-day lives.
And why is this happening? Because there's a lot of folks here, right, who wouldn't fit what you might consider in your mind the profile of a typical drug addict.
Yeah, it crosses all. One of the conceptually hard things to get around, too, is this crosses all socioeconomic statuses. You see this across middle America. In fact, middle America, Appalachia, inner cities, places where you don't have a lot of resource in terms of acute care or emergency physicians is where you see this impacted hardest. But again, to your point, you see it everywhere. And what are the feeders, really? I'm internalizing your question saying, what is the feeder of this solution? About 4 to 5 of patients that eventually become dependent upon heroin or addicted to heroin start with prescription drugs or prescription opioids. So again, 80% of patients that become or persons that become addicted to heroin really start with opioids. So when you look at this solution, you have to understand that we have to talk about the prescription drugs as part of not only the problem, but really an area that we can affect. And what makes us a little bit different, in fact, we are the only peer-reviewed publication out there that has the ability to talk about, prior to giving an opioid, what's the likelihood of that patient developing dependency?
Mm.
And again, this is a comprehensive solution. That's one of 5 solutions that we have that we've come together to discuss at this summit. We've been doing this for quite some time. But really, to stem the flow, you have to stop that feeder, which is the prescription opioid abuse.
Mm. We're speaking with Dr. Kerry Donaldson, founder and CEO of Prescient Medicine. We're talking about the first ever Solving the Opioid Crisis Summit, which is taking place in Philadelphia. All right, so I have kind of a strange question with regards to addiction then.
Sure.
Is a person who gets addicted to opioids, does that person already have, say, an addictive personality? In other words, if it wasn't opioids, were they open to getting addicted to something else like booze or gambling?
Good question, Gordon. Yeah, so what I can tell you is what the science says, right? And the science says, and what we've answered so far, is there's definitely a predisposition for opioid dependency, right? So do those pathways, does that same type of test generalize to other addiction-type personalities? We haven't answered that definitively.
Okay.
We are working on that question with alcohol.
And that's Gordon Deal speaking with Dr. Kerry Donaldson, founder and CEO of Prescient Medicine.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.